Oh, fuck. Thank God you're here. Did you bring the money? Just ignore those guys. Please, tell me you brought the money from my sack drawer, plus whatever you can you could scrounge up. Come on, hand it over, please. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Fuck. I was hoping you had more. A whole lot more. Okay, I guess you deserve to know what's going on and why I told you to come to this hotel room with the scary-looking guys and the cameras. Remember when I sort of had a gambling problem last semester? It might have come back. But it was a sure thing. I shouldn't have lost, so I can't be held accountable for that. Well, except that guy over there is holding me accountable. He's my bookie. And as you can see, he has some friends. I didn't lose too much, not really. If they would have offered me some kind of payback plan, I'd have it paid back in maybe a year. Except for the insane interest they would charge me. But they wanted their money right away, as soon as I lost the bet. And, I couldn't pay them, of course. And I couldn't go back to you, not after borrowing so much from you last semester. The whole purpose of this bet was to get money to pay you back, so really, this is kind of your fault. At first, they were going to rough me up, you know? Make me an example to their other customers that might make bets they can't cover. But then we realized that there had been a misunderstanding. You see, they didn't realize I was a girl. I kind of get that a lot. Maybe I carry the tomboy thing too far. I guess most girls aren't into betting on pro sports like I am. So, after discovering that, they offered me a choice. I could get the shit pounded out of me and maybe get a few bones broken. Or I could pose for some tomboy fetish pictures. Apparently, my bookie is also into creating porn. And he's been having a hard time finding actual tomboys out there. He told me if I took a long series of softcore tomboy pics, he'd forget my debt. At worst, there might be a girly chick involved for contrast, and because lesbian stuff is also big. It didn't seem like that bad, at least compared to the alternative. So I agreed, you know? Today was supposed to be the day that we filmed them. Except, I kind of messed things up even worse. I got some more info on a sure thing, and I just knew that I could get myself out of this mess. I could win enough to cancel my debt to him and still have a little leftover seed money for a future bet. I was kind of surprised that he let me place another bet under the circumstances, but he took it. And it would have worked, too. Except, well, given my track record with sure things, I realized that the only sure thing was that I would end up losing, so I got smart and I bet against the sure thing. It makes sense, right? So, of course, the sure thing finally came through. I lost. Fuck. I was thinking it might be a good time to play a surprise trip home to visit the folks, or maybe join the military or something. but apparently they were expecting something like that. They pulled up alongside me on the street. I would have run for it, except I couldn't outrun the guns they flashed me, so I got in and they brought me here. So, apparently, since I now owe them a lot more money, the terms of my performance have changed. It's going to go from softcore to hardcore, whether I want it to or not. That's what that guy, the other dude, is here for. They said maybe more than one of them, unless I could pay them back the money I owed them now. I probably shouldn't have mentioned that I was a virgin, because that didn't exactly make them reconsider. So that's where you come in. You're my best friend and roommate. I knew you'd come running with your entire bank account if I asked, and you did. Unfortunately, it's not nearly enough. No, look. You are not going to try and drag me out of here or try to start anything. I got myself into this mess. It's shameful enough I needed to beg you for money again. But I'm not going to have you risk serious physical harm for me. Maybe this time I'll learn my lesson about gambling. You should probably go. But if it's okay, I'll call you to pick me up later. What? Oh, come on. Let him go. He's not a part of this. He definitely doesn't want to watch what's going to happen to me, and I don't even want him in listening range. Doesn't this money he brought at least buy me that much? Fuck. Wait. If it won't buy me that, will it at least buy me the choice of which guy I have to fuck? It doesn't really matter which one of these guys does it, right? I'm the focus of the porn. Come on, I'm giving up so much here. Please, at least give me this one thing. I'll put so much more into it if you let me. Wouldn't you rather have me trying instead of just sitting there dead-eyed like a starfish? Cool. Then I pick my friend here. Hey, you said I could choose, and I choose him. He's not the porn star type like the other guys here, but isn't that for the best? I don't look like the porn star type either. Him and me would give this thing the amateur feel that people like, instead of it just being another big guy with tribal tattoos and a huge dick screwing some slut. I'll do better on camera for you, because I won't be worried about catching something from these guys here. No offense, gentlemen. But I know my friend hasn't got laid in forever, if at all, so he's safe. The only thing I could catch from him is pregnancy. You already told me that there'd be no condoms earlier. But you'd be wanting him to pull out, right? For the money shot and all that. Maybe on my back or my face or whatever. No, I don't think him coming inside would be good. But just to be sure, We're negotiating, him and me now, right? And not me and one or more of those other guys here. Okay, cool. That's something at least. If anyone is going to come inside me, I'd much rather it be him. But, purely for health reasons. There is absolutely no attraction or feelings between the two of us. We're just friends. I just need to make that clear. If letting him come inside me makes it easier for you to accept the deal, then fine. I can deal with anything that happens because of it. Fuck. Okay, then. Then we're agreed. My friend and I fuck, and I let him come in me. You record it all. Then we're good? I don't owe you anymore? Okay. Then I guess it's all up to you. Sorry, I've been talking about you like you're not even here. I dragged you into yet another one of my messes. And I really need you to bail me out. But this time, you'd have to have sex with me. I know I'm not your type. You like them all girly and stuff. We've known each other all of our lives, and there's never been a hint that you're interested in me in that way. But if you don't have sex with me, well, I basically get raped by these guys here while you watch. Either way, I guess I learned my lesson. But I think you'd be the gentler teacher. I don't have any right to ask you to do this any more than I had any right to ask you for all the money. But maybe, if my body gives you any pleasure, that would be partial payment. Or if yours gives mine pain, that would be partial punishment. I can't imagine you'd be as bad as any of these men. Please? So please be the one to fuck me? I won't ever screw up this bad again, I promise. I'll pay you back all of the money you've loaned me. You just need to be the one to save me from my own mistakes again. One last time. So, will you do it? Thank you. I will make this up to you. Somehow, I promise. I guess we wait for them to tell us what to do. The cameras are all ready to go. They were about ready to start with me when you showed up. Another few minutes and you would have walked in on me lying under one of these guys, not looking too happy. Not that I'm thrilled about what we're going to have to do, but it's better if it's you, all things considered. Okay, yeah, I can take off my clothes. It's gonna be weird, though, with all of you watching. Him, especially. Somehow it's harder with him watching than with all you strangers. No, it's okay. You can watch. Maybe it will help with what we need to do. First, I'll lose the cap. Pulled down over my eyes, it makes me look like just another guy. The short hair helps, too. It could pass as a boy's haircut or a really short girl's one. I bet most people would think I'm a lesbian if they guessed I was a girl. This sweatshirt makes me look like a guy, though. It's big and loose and means I don't have to wear a bra underneath it while still not giving away I'm a girl. But once it comes off, then you see my tits. So. Well, I guess those are a dead giveaway. And then these Jeans are next. I shop from the boys' aisle, and I keep them baggy, too. He always used to joke about how loose they were. But they hid these legs. If I wore shorts, these legs are way too graceful to be a dude's. I've even got some men's briefs on, minus any kind of bulge inside of them. And I guess my butt is too rounded to be a man's. Then, when I pull them down, you can see for sure I don't have a cock. Just a pussy. There's no hiding the fact that I'm a girl. Now, the haircut looks a little more feminine, I guess, although it's still kind of butch. My facial features make more sense, and my more delicate hands. So, are you gonna get naked too? I can't be the only one for this to work. I'd rather we get started before anyone else here gets any ideas from looking at me. I'll help you if you don't mind. You're just wearing a t-shirt and some casual shorts. You don't hide your gender under your clothes like I do, so you don't need to wear lots of baggy stuff. You wear boxers where I wore briefs, and yours have a bulge where mine did not. I just need to get that thing out now. No, don't apologize for starting to get hard. You wouldn't be in this situation if it wasn't for me. I'm still girl enough inside to be a little flattered. My body could make even my best friend a little excited. Besides, if you don't get good and hard, this won't work. Then I suppose one of these other guys takes your place. They want me to suck your cock now. Are you okay with that? It will make you harder if I don't mess up too badly. I haven't exactly done this before. If I play with myself while I do it, then both of us should be good and ready for sex when I'm done. Okay. I'll just kneel in front of you, and my knees have been skinned enough in my life where this carpet won't bother me much, don't worry. Before I start on you, let me just start touching my pussy. Maybe it'll put me more in the mood and help me ignore everything else around us. Watch me if it helps. Just focus on me. Not anything else. Just focus on me, okay? And I'm gonna just focus on you. I think just seeing me chill myself is making you a little bit harder. It's definitely making me a little wet. Even with these guys watching us. We can just pretend that they don't exist as much as we can, okay? Just you and me and your cock. And now my mouth. Do you like it like this? Fuck, that makes me gag. Is that normal? Yeah. Oh. That was probably pretty horrible for you. I was sloppy and drooling all over the place, and I think I gagged a couple of times when your cock hit the back of my throat. Fuck. I make an awful porn star. Just, I can make an awful best friend. And a not very good girl. But they want you to use me like a girl. So help me up to my feet. And I guess we go over here to the bed now. I'll lie down, just like they're telling me to, and then, well, you can hear them just as well as me. You can get on top. Sorry, I'm trembling so much. I'm nervous. I'm scared. Fuck. I've never had sex before. I don't even really use dildos in myself. I always play with my clit. Like, oh, fuck. I don't really want to do this. But if you and I don't, then them and I will. And fuck. They're telling me to grab it and move it into place. Sorry if my fingers are clumsy and covered with my sticky wetness. At least I was able to get myself a bit wet. And at least you're hard. Despite much I suck at all this. But this is your last chance to change your mind. I won't hold it against you if you do. You can just get off of me if you want. And then maybe they'll let you go wait things out in the bathroom while they take turns with me. You could even turn on the shower so you don't hear any noises I make. But please, don't leave me. Don't let it be one of them or all of them. Let it be you, who I trust. Your cock is right there, held up right against me with my hand. Let it be your cock that takes my virginity. Your cock that fucks me. Please? Please make love to me. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Thank you. Thank you for sliding in so slow and just for putting it in. But fuck. And just listen to what they're saying and fuck me. Move it in and out of me. It's okay if I'm not really ready yet. I think that's kind of what they're looking for, and I do deserve some pain for all the trouble I've caused. Oh. You poor thing. You're being forced to fuck your best friend in front of all these people. Oh. But a pussy is a pussy, right? At least you're getting some, even if it's mine. When you're fucking me, it doesn't really matter how unfeminine I act. Oh, I definitely feel like a woman right now, right? Sorry. My body is doing some very untomboy-like things right now. I've never been this wet. But I've never had a cock in me either. And I can't help the way my body moves with you. It's just trying to make it easier for both of us. And I'm sorry that this is really starting to feel good. I'm sorry if that's making it weird. But it is. Can't help it. Remember what they said. You have to come in me. It's not safe, but if me getting knocked up is the worst thing that comes from all this, I'll be happy. And it'll be something I won't have to worry about for weeks or months. It's if I have to get pregnant, better your baby than one of theirs. No, don't apologize. You have to come. But I'm gonna come too. I'm sorry. I'm losing control here. I'm ruining things. My body is... Fuck, it's going crazy. I don't know what's wrong with me. Feeling this good with all this going on, but... I'm going to come, so maybe we should just come together. I wasn't sure if they were gonna let us go after that. But they kept to their deal and let me leave with you. Now there's just the long, awkward drive back to our place. But I will give up gambling for good. And I will pay you back all of the money I owe you. Even though it might take a while. Now, I don't want to complicate an already weird situation, but I'm just going to put this out here. If you enjoyed having sex with me at all, even with me being a tomboy and all that, well, I do still owe you pretty bad. If for some reason you ever wanted or needed to have sex with me again, we could. It would be like interest payments on the money I owe you and a reminder of what my gambling almost got me into. You get orgasms. I get orgasms. And I also get a reminder of how bad I messed up. Everybody wins. If it helps, I could maybe even wear some girly type of things around the apartment. Just for you. Or in your bed. As long as you don't tell. I'm sure you don't want anyone to know you're having sex with a tomboy like me. But if for some reason you wanted to brag about fucking me to some of the guys, well, I guess I couldn't stop you.